Welcome. You're about to listen to a message from LifePoint, a warm, friendly, and vibrant community for the young at heart.
Hallelujah. Amen and amen. You can please have your seat. Thank you for having me. Thank you, Pastor Chinye. Thank you for that introduction and all the amazing leaders. Can you please celebrate all the leaders? And of course, our resident pastor, Pastor Busola. I know she'll be watching online now. Fantastic. Thank you so much and thank you for having me. Today is, we're not going to be talking too much. We're going to be, it's action. Hallelujah. Get ready to be healed today. Hallelujah. I want you to tell your neighbor, get ready to be healed today. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you been enjoying the series that we have for the past 2 weeks? Praise God. It's been amazing. We've been talking about healing and health. And the last two Sundays, I don't know if that is what you have been talking about, but over there, where I came from, I hope I'm not looking too awkward. Praise God. I was just trying to look funky, but this is the best I can come at. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, Gabby, how are you? So when Gabby was leading, you know, should I tell them the story? No, don't let them tell them. You know, in Teens Church, I used to be Gabby's teacher. I was like, so I'm getting old, though. Can you imagine? Praise God. Fantastic. Thank you so much. So we've been talking about healing and health for the past 2 weeks, and we've spoken about the fact that God wants us to live healthy, right? And then last week we spoke about, you know, taking responsibility for our lifestyle, right? I can't remember the topic again, but I think that's the conversation. And did we speak about the 30 days health challenge? So how many of you have you started? How many of you have started? Let me see your hand. Okay. For those that are joining us for the first time, I think you would need to reinforce it, right? To just talk about the 30-day health challenge. I've not started my own. I just came back from vacation, so let me enjoy myself. When I saw it while I was watching church online, you know, in UK, I just said, no, I will postpone my own. I will start from today. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you to be a part of the 30 days health challenge. You know, it is not good as we are praying and trusting God for healing and health, and then you are choosing lifestyle that does not support, you know, what you are confessing. Hallelujah. So it's not the best. It's a partnership. It's between us and God. We need to do our own part, and God will do his own part. And I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we are talking about what? The Rapha effect. The Rapha effect. God has so many names. And one of the names of God that we have discovered in the Bible is who? Jehovah Rapha, God, our healer. Jehovah God, Jehovah Rapha, the God, our healer. And the first place in the Bible where God introduced himself as God the healer is in the book of Exodus, chapter 15, verse 26. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. It says, and, you know, God talking to Israelites and said, I think we should read this together. Is it on the screen? Okay, it's not on the screen. But if you have your Bibles with, I'm reading from the New King James Version. Exodus 15, 26. Let us read it together if you have your Bibles. One, two, go. And said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God. Hold on. Looks like a lot of people are not reading with me. Okay, it's on the screen now. So we're going to start again. So let's read together. One, go. And said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the disease on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Hallelujah. And that is where we got the name Jehovah Rapha from. I am the God who does what? Who heals you. I am the God who heals you. That is the intention of God for each and every one of us today. And we need to walk in that reality. Hallelujah. We need to walk in that reality. In fact, and we saw how God dealt with the people of Israelites in the Bible, where anytime they run into any problem that has to do with sickness and disease, God always make a provision for them. Hallelujah. One of it is in Numbers chapter 21, when they disobeyed God, and then if you are a Bible scholar, you would remember this story where they were beaten by snakes. How many of us remember? And then what happened? He then made a snake from bronze, and then he put it on the stick, right? And the Bible says that anybody that looks at it will be what? Will be healed. Is in Numbers chapter 21. And in fact, that has become the symbol of the medical profession. Am I right? If you are familiar with the medical profession, you see that their symbol, you always see a snake on a stick of the for people that are medical doctors. Am I correct? Medical doctors in the house. Yeah. So this is the symbol. This is where they took the symbol from. It's not from any Greek god, though. It is from the Bible. So don't let them confuse us. That is a Greek god of healing that they got that symbol from. This is where the Greek god people, this is where they copied it from. And it's a symbol of even Jesus when he's raised on the cross, that everybody that look unto him will be what? Will be healed. Hallelujah. So Jesus paid the price on the cross for our healing. Jesus Christ paid the price on the cross for our healing. He took our sins and sickness onto his body. He took our sins and sickness onto his body. And I remember, you know, trying to meditate upon this concept of healing. I went to the book of beginning, Genesis chapter 1. And God said all the things that he created, they were what? They were good, right? Everything he created was good. So how did sickness come into our world? How did sickness come into our world? We realize that sickness came into our world by the sin of one man, which is Adam's. Hallelujah. Or Adam. Sickness came into our world because of sin. And then sickness then led to death. Let me read Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Romans 5, 12. It says, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. Because all sinned. So the concept of sickness came into our world because somebody sinned. Now, this is not to say that everybody that falls sick is because, you know, they are committing one sin or the other. No, that's not what we are saying. What we are saying is that after what God has created, everything was good. But the concept of sickness came into our world because of the disobedience of Adam. And that is why sickness came into our world. Not only sickness, even death. And one of the things I realized when I did statistics from WHO, they said that 92% of the cause of death in the world is through sickness. 92%. So it means that today, if 100 people died today, 92 of them, I hope my math is correct, died because of sickness. The remaining percentage, 8%, is because of suicide, wars, terrorist attack, and all of that. They combine all of that. But 92% of death is caused by sickness. 92%. But for you as a child of God, that should not be your reality. Hallelujah. That does not have to be your reality. Hallelujah. Because God wants to make you whole. Hallelujah. So when sin entered the world, sickness came. And when God was going to provide remedy for sin through the blood of Jesus, he did not only provide remedy for sin. What did he do? He provided remedy for sickness also. That is what we saw in Isaiah chapter 53. I would read from the Amplified Classic, Isaiah 53 verses 4 to 5. Isaiah 53 verses 4 to 5. It says, surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment, yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten and afflicted by God as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are what? We are healed and what? Made whole. So, the salvation or the death and resurrection of Jesus brought salvation from sin and sickness. So it's not one-sided, it is two. Hallelujah. Are you getting me this morning? In fact, let me do an illustration so that you can understand when he mentioned that he bore our grief on him. He took it upon himself. I need about three people. Okay. Yes. Sorry. I just want to demonstrate so that you can understand what Jesus did on the cross. So let's come to the stage. Sorry. Jesus has paid for it. No, this is okay. This is enough. Yes. Can you please come? And we are going to act small drama. Please clap for them. So please come here, ma. This is us. Bishop, this is Jesus. Come. So you are providing a covering for her. And this is Gabby, but Gabby is the one that wants to inflict pain. I'm not saying anything. You want to inflict pain on her. And while you are trying to do that, what you are doing is to, instead of this thing to strike her, then... Okay? No, don't strike him. Praise God. Okay, just try. It's hard that you are... Yeah, so you just make sure that at every attempt, you know... Thank you. Please celebrate them. You can go back to your seat. That is a graphical representation of what Christ, that scripture, that's what it means. That what? He has carried us. He has the thing that is supposed to take us, the sickness and all of that. The Bible says that what? He has borne it on our behalf. Hallelujah. Is somebody grateful for Jesus Christ? Somebody grateful? Hallelujah. I want us to... Yes, thank you. Put back the scripture. This is what we're going to do. You are going to put your name. We're going to read this together, and you're going to put your name in this scripture. Like, surely he has borne Bowali's griefs. Something like that. Do you understand? So let's read it together. I want to go. Surely he has borne Bowali's griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried my sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet I ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God. Verse 5. But he was wounded for Boaz's transgressions. He was bruised for my guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for me was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, I am healed and made whole. Somebody celebrate the King of Kings. Hallelujah. That is what Jesus has done for us. His body was broken so that ours might not be broken. Hallelujah. And one of the things we also find in the scripture, in the time and the ministry of Jesus, that everybody that came in contact with him, he healed them. Everybody that came in contact with Jesus, they experienced the healing of God. Matthew chapter 8, 16 to 17. It says, when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon possessed, and what? He cast out the spirit with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, where we read, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Hallelujah. But the emphasis there is that he healed who? All who were sick. And that is the desire of God for us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Also, I want us to know that as we encounter God in this healing service today, that it is the faith in the name of Jesus that will heal us, not any pastor, not anybody, not any gimmick or what have you. It is faith in the name of Jesus that will heal us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And also, I also want to make another point before we conclude, is that healing also comes by the mercy of God. Healing comes by the mercy of God. Healing comes by the mercy of God. We found out that there are so many people in the Bible, when Jesus was passing by, and they cried unto him, and they said, what? Jesus, Son of David, what? Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. There has been long-standing medical report that you are dealing with this morning. I want you to just, you know, tap on that side of God. We call it the benevolent side of God. You know, God has so many sides. There's the governmental side of God. There's the business side of God. There's the creative side of God. And there's the benevolent side of God. Hallelujah. And when we tap onto that benevolent side of God, he answers us. Hallelujah. There's nobody in the Bible that cried to Jesus and said, have mercy on me, that Jesus did not stop and look back and ask them, what do you want me to do for you? And I pray that as we tap into that side of God today, we are going to experience his mercy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. And perhaps maybe you are falling into sickness because of your choices. And you are trusting God, and you are believing that it was my fault. You know, I was a chain smoker, and now my lungs are damaged. Or I used to drink. Now my liver and kidney, they are damaged. See, this is where you need the mercy of God, because there's nothing the mercy of God cannot heal. Hallelujah. So even if you are already counting yourself out, saying, I'm the one that caused this myself. No. If you cry unto God and say, Father, have mercy on me, I believe he's going to heal you today in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So how do we receive our healing? How to be healed? How to be healed? For people trusting God for healing today, for people you are standing in the gap for, other people that you know, like family member or friend, you want to be standing in the gap for them today. How do you receive healing? How do you do that? Number one is you have to desire healing. You really need to desire healing. In Mark chapter 5, we saw the woman with the issue of blood. The Bible said that he has been dealing with that issue for the past 12 years. For the past 12 years. But the desire to be healed was still there. The desire to be healed was still there. The Bible said that he has spent all her money on physicians and they could not heal her. But she didn't get discouraged. And you know, a lot of us young people, we get easily discouraged. But I want to encourage you today that do not be discouraged. Maybe in the past you've tried, you know, to pray to God, you've believed God, and you know, you feel God has not come through for you. I want to say that please keep faith. Hallelujah. Keep your desire. Keep your desire. This woman, even after 12 years, she was still willing. She was still willing to seek for her healing. Hallelujah. So you need to desire healing. And one of the things we find out is that not everyone who is sick desires to be healed. That's the truth. And I'm going to share a personal experience with you. I used to be asthmatic. And being asthmatic, the boarding school I went to exclude you from certain tasks. How many of us remember? Because you just tell the student, I'm asthmatic. My medical report is with the school. So they will tell you not to do some certain stuff. I remember during my NYC, I served in Lagos. Don't beef those of us that served in Lagos. Yeah. And they used to pamper us a little. Because when I heard the experience of people that served outside of Lagos, I used to we didn't experience this one. No. So they told, if you're asthmatic, they used to give us hot water. How many of you had hot water when you were serving? for to have your bath. We used to have it in Lagos camp. Praise God. I just want to prepare the people that. And, you know, I don't know about now, but then, they used to give us hot water. And the condition is that those that are asthmatic. And there's a way you can embrace such a sickness, you know, because it is giving you some certain privilege and all of that. And you don't want to let go of those privilege. But, I mean, that's how some people are, because they are gaining some sense of pity from that sickness. So, what do you want to do? I want to encourage you to desire healing. Praise God. That is not the will of God for you. That is not the will of God for you. Hallelujah. So, you have to desire healing. You have to. I want you to ask your neighbor, do you want to be healed? What's their response? Okay, how convicted are they? I want you to ask them again, do you believe God can heal you? What's their response? Are you sure? Are you sure you believe God can heal you? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, I want your faith to rise this morning. I want your faith to rise this morning. I want you to protect your faith, protect your desire. It doesn't matter how long you have been dealing with that particular illness. Protect your desire. Protect your desire. And the testimony of other people. And eventually God healed me from asthma. And I'm going to share that story, you know, maybe, yeah, before the end of this service. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the first thing to do to receive healing is to what? Is to desire healing. Is to desire healing. The second is to receive it by faith. To do what? Receive it by faith. Hallelujah. We receive by the hearing of faith. We receive our healing by the hearing of faith. Galatians 3:2. Galatians 3:2 says, this only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Hallelujah. So for you to receive your healing this morning, it has to come by faith. It has to come by faith. Hallelujah. It has to come by faith. Praise the Lord. And I also want to say something as we begin to pray and lay hands on people today. If you have read through the Bible, read through the Gospels, you will also realize that not all healing are instant. Not all healing are instant. Some of us will receive instant healing this morning as we begin to pray, while some of us were going to receive it along the line. And this was my own experience when God healed me of asthma. And I just want to encourage you, you know, sometimes when you listen to some pastors, you might just, and I'm not criticizing any pastor, but you might just be tempted to do some certain things. You know, when your pastor says, I have never taken any drugs in my life. I have never fallen ill. I mean, that's their reality. That's their faith. That's the level of their faith. And depending on your level of faith, what I want to encourage you is that walk with God. Walk with God. Know the level of your faith and act accordingly, because faith is something that grows. So the first time I heard that, I'm like, there's no drugs in my house and all of that. And I was dealing with asthma. What did I do? I said, I have been healed. I brought my inhaler. I threw it. Woo. I have been healed. I was charged up. You know, they perspire to inspire. Praise God. See, faith is not perspire to inspire. Faith cometh by hearing, and what? Hearing by the word of God. I didn't hear any word. I was moved. So some of us can be moved by those kind of preachers. It's fine. But some of us, we are not there at that level yet. And behold, maybe about a week or 2 weeks later, I had another attack. And there was no inhaler. But thank God, at least I'm alive today. Praise God. And that was when I began to understand that sometimes healing, some healing takes is a process. Is a process. And do not... the message of faith and the Pentecostal and all of that is amazing. That's how I grew up. I grew up in a church where you see instant healing. You see instant healing. You see people on wheelchairs standing up and running. I love it and it's good and I believe it. I believe that God can do such a miracle in our midst. But for some of us, it might not be like that. So I'm just saying this so that your faith does not get dampened. Even if you don't receive an instant healing, a process of healing has started. And I pray that it will be completed in Jesus' name. You know, in the book of Luke chapter 17, those lepers, when they came to Jesus, and they said they want to be made whole. You know, Jesus did not heal them instantly. He said they should go and wash and show themselves to who? To the priest. And the Bible says that immediately they took the step as they were going, what happened? They received their healing. They received their healing. There was another instance of somebody that was blind that Jesus wanted to heal. And he said, what do you see? He said, I see men like trees. Jesus said, I need to pray again. And then the healing came. And then we have people who God healed instantly. The Bible says that immediately God laid hands on them. What happened? Their eyes opened in Luke chapter 18. Praise God. And that will be various experiences we're going to have today. And I believe that God is going to heal everyone in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God. So sometimes our healing might need time to manifest. Most especially, you know, most of the healing we've been talking about are physical healing. But there are, I'm aware that some people also need emotional and mental healing. As much as I believe in the power of God, sometimes this kind of healing takes time. It takes time, but you can start from the place of faith, knowing that whatever heartbreak, whatever disappointment you have faced before, God can start a process of healing in you. And you have faith that you are going to come out stronger and better in the mighty name of Jesus. So if there's anybody here, your own is trusting God to be healed emotionally, do not say this is not for you. This is also for you. There's a starting point. And that God is able to help you, comfort you in all of that process. And you have that faith that in a matter of time, you are going to come out better. Are going to come out stronger. In fact, you then be an advocate of the things that I broke your heart before in the mighty name of Jesus. The things that wanted to take you down, you will now become an advocate of the people that will be fighting against those things in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want us to read Mark 11 as I round up. Mark 11, 22 to 24. Hallelujah. Mashkatala bashara dabosh tavrudusha tala dabosha. Makatara dabosha tabala bashatara dabosha. Halabosh katavrudus. There's somebody here, you've not been able to sleep for some days. Thank you, Jesus. Makatavrudusha tabradosha. Halabosh katavrudusha. You've not been able to sleep for days. I pray in the name of Jesus that God heals you in the name of Jesus. Tonight, you will sleep like a baby in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hambakusha. Mark 11, 22. I want your heart to be prepared. I want your faith to come up. I want you to increase your desire. So Jesus and answered and said to them, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you would have them in the mighty name of Jesus. How many of us are ready to receive our healing this morning? Don't forget, desire to be healed and receive your healing by faith. The Bible says that if you do not doubt in your heart, you would receive whatever you ask. And we are now in that moment where we're going to experience the effect of Jehovah Rapha, where he's going to heal us. If what you desire is instant healing, I want you to begin to pray to God right now. wherever you are, I want you to begin to pray to God. If you can stand, please stand. Let's stand. Let's all stand. Let's all stand. Let's all stand in the name of Jesus. There's not too much rev this morning. We're just here to encounter Jehovah Rapha. Katosh katabrodosha. I want you to begin to pray. Let faith rise up inside of you. Katabrodosha tanda bala sharada halabradosha. Radabosa. If you desire to be healed instantly, begin to pray. Matoko shata labradosha tabrodosa. Radabashata labradosha katabrodosa. If you are trusting God for healing, I want you to come forward.
Thank you for listening.
Right now.
We hope that the message has blessed your heart. To download more free messages, please visit soundcloud.com/lifepointng. For more information about us and all our other resources, please visit www.lifepointng.org.